The Rougarou is a recurring werewolf-like character of Louisiana folklore. It prowls the swamps and bayous at night, threatening to bite you if you don't observe Lent. Painter Jonathan Myers heard a couple of Rougarou stories as a kid in Baton Rouge, but wishes he'd heard more. Now he makes up his own with a paintbrush and an environmental twist. WWNO's Travis Lux has this profile.
For Jonathan Myers, the early stages of a painting bring him outside. We've taken a truck to the end of a gravel road in the Pearl River Wildlife Management Area, part of the Honey Island Swamp on the Louisiana-Mississippi border. He's looking for inspiration.
I mean, I'm really just looking for, I guess, a part of the landscape that either tells me some sort of story, like tells me some sort of haunting story or something like that.
We start down a grassy path lined by cypress and tupelo trees. Three turkeys dart off in the distance. We reach a swampy bayou, and Myers pulls out his phone and snaps a few photos. Then he dips his hand into the water and pulls out a fistful of mud. He squishes it in his fingers, and then he brings it up to his nose for a sniff.
How's it smell?
Ça sent un peu comme caca. It smells a little bit like but, you know, that's okay.
Myers actually does this a lot. A casual line of French followed by a quick English translation. Touching the mud is all part of getting a feel for the place. But he also wants to use this mud, like in a painting.
I'm going to be putting the mud and sediment like on my artwork as like a three-dimensional material rather than just painting.
He plops the mud into a Ziploc baggie and he tucks it into his backpack. As we're walking back to the truck, he's already thinking about the story he might want to tell.
You know, maybe I'll create a turkey monster or something like that. You know, coming to reclaim, you know, the land that it was on for a while.
Myers is one of two artists currently in residence at Tulane's Studio in the Woods, down along the river south of New Orleans. He shows me around his studio. It's got super white walls, tubes of acrylic paint and plastic cups full of paintbrushes are neatly arranged on the tables. There are mason jars of dirt from other places he's visited. Maurepas Swamp, Grand Isle, Bayou Seignette.
Any of these places where environmental disruption has happened.
Like places affected by oil spills or invasive species. There's a painting resting on an easel in the middle of the room. It's only about half finished, but you can tell it's a typical Louisiana swamp scene.
So here we're looking at Maurepas Swamp.
It's kind of impressionistic, like Monet. In the background, there's lilies and elephant ears and a row of cypress trees. Lots of green and brown. In the foreground, the head of a giant frog with bulging eyes is emerging from the water. The invasive Cuban tree frog.
They eat American tree frogs, you know, so they are a predator of our indigenous frogs.
It's fused with another invasive species in the swamp, swamp lettuce. It looks like it has a mane of green leaves around its neck.
They've melted somehow, and they're destroying parts of the swamp.
But the swamp isn't doomed. There's another creature that's shown up to protect it. Off to the side, you can see the initial sketches of bird talons, a giant prothonotary warbler.
I don't know how else to put it. It's going to kind of just be a murder. the warbler is just going to be sort of destroying this invasive species. Mm-hmm.
If Monet and Marvel had an art baby, it would be Myers. Most of his paintings these days are pretty similar. Louisiana landscape scenes with scary monsters and fantastic creatures. Sometimes coexisting, sometimes getting ready for battle. He's trying to tell stories about place and culture and teach lessons about the environment. He's loved mythological stuff ever since he was a kid.
I really liked haunting stories or haunting creatures that would kind of scare me to stay in bed or scare me to not go to certain places outside like the Rougarou, because it can get you.
Myers heard bits and pieces of these old folktales growing up. He'd have heard more, he thinks, if his grandparents weren't forced to stop speaking French as kids. So now he makes up his own.
So I think for me it's a way of like gaining that back and then also giving that back.
From the Honey Island Swamp, I'm Travis Lux.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.